tuition-funded project. It's part of the lifelong learning program, ICT, KEAP, Chen 3, if you're familiar with the various programs. And it involves several partners from different European countries, and involving 10 partner organizations. The purpose of this is quite similar to some of the educational issues that we have heard this morning and this afternoon as well. It's to train teachers and vocational trainers who are working in vocational education and training centers, and also people who are in managerial positions in educational institutions like head teachers, to make them aware of this particular approach and then to promote the use of this approach in a number of different European countries. There is a lot of literature. I also wrote a book as well. We still use books. Yes. You may have read Maggie Sarin Barden's work on problem-based learning, right? And in this book titled "Problem-Based Learning Online," they refer to quite a number of online learning approaches that are being used. So the first bit of the work is we developed an online course to train facilitators in the different countries I mentioned. And then what we also wanted to do was to scale it up so that, because human intervention is always costly, expensive, so therefore to develop a virtual facilitator using artificial intelligence system to, so that it can help train new facilitators. This is the bit we are working on from about October, November onwards, so don't ask me questions on that. But I'll open the project website so you can find more information about it. And also, we are developing a problem-based learning repository as well, which will help new people coming into the system, new teachers and trainers, to look at the problem-based scenarios that other teachers have used. So the virtual purpose of the virtual facilitator is to guide new trainees or teachers to identify relevant problem-based scenarios that have been developed by teachers before. So we've been working on the first green bit so far. I'll show you a screenshot of the work we have done. So the bit from the middle where we say module zero, the reason why we use module zero because we thought about it afterwards. So by that time we have three, four. And it usually it takes a lot of time to make decisions when you have different partners from different countries. So the easiest solution was to make it module zero. So this approach is based on Jill Salmon's work on online moderation. I think people who are familiar with her work, ETBT model and five-stage model to online facilitation. The course that we have developed is quite heavily practical oriented, based on case studies, examples of problem-based learning scenarios and so on. So in terms of number of hours, the teachers who are going to be trained, they will be working something like 40 hours on the practical aspects and the 20 hours on the theoretical aspects. The reason why we were using these two words is that was what the European Commission wanted. So it's really a mixture of things. So as you can see, these are the different things that are happening in the modules. The final one is really how you manage a problem a classroom or group of students who are working on problem-based learning scenarios. I think we are, time-wise, we are okay, Steve?
5 minutes left.
Right, okay. So this is what the expert system is trying to do. It's asking a new person who is coming into the system by themselves, asking about students and the kind of teaching and learning environment they are working on. And then the expert system will have access to the problem-based scenarios that have been developed by other teachers before, and then it's a kind of a recommended system. The repository is to do with sharing more